Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Run. Girls, A Memoir of an Appalachian Family in Crisis is a 2024 memoir by Jenny Cafaro that recounts her upbringing in the Appalachian foothills of Kentucky amid poverty, domestic violence, and emotional instability. Framed as a personal family narrative rather than a policy or sociological study, the book focuses on what it felt like to grow up inside a home, shaped by generational trauma and persistent hardship. Its purpose is both testimonial and reflective. Cafaro documents a difficult childhood while also showing how faith, attachment, and endurance helped her family keep moving forward. The memoir stands out for its direct voice, strong sense of place, and refusal to soften the realities of abuse or deprivation. At the same time, it does not reduce Appalachian life to stereotype. Instead, it presents the region as culturally rich, harsh, loving, and morally complicated. Readers encounter a story of survival that is deeply local but broadly recognizable in its emotional stakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an unflinching account of domestic violence and family instability. The memoir centers on a household marked by fear, conflict, and the long effects of abuse. Cafaro does not frame violence as an isolated event, but as part of a larger family system in which children, especially daughters, must adapt to instability that they did not create. That makes the book more than a recollection of hardship. It becomes a study in how trauma reorganizes daily life, relationships, and a child's sense of safety. Because the narration is personal and immediate, readers see the emotional consequences rather than a detached explanation. This perspective matters because it shows how violence is lived in ordinary routines, not just in dramatic incidents. The memoir's power comes from its refusal to sanitize those conditions while still preserving enough emotional clarity for readers to understand the human cost. Secondly, Appalachian place as a lived reality, not a backdrop, a major strength of the memoir is its rootedness in Appalachian Kentucky. The setting is not treated as decoration. It shapes the rhythms of family life, work, speech, and community expectations. Cafaro's writing emphasizes the material conditions of the region, including poverty and isolation, while also capturing the textures of local culture, dialect, and everyday survival. This is important because Appalachian settings are often flattened into cliches in popular writing. Here, the region is shown as a place of both deprivation and identity, where hardship does not erase dignity or attachment. The memoir uses place to explain behavior without excusing harm, which gives it analytical depth. Readers come away understanding that environment matters not because it determines fate absolutely, but because it influences what kinds of choices, pressures, and loyalties are available inside a family crisis. Thirdly, a mother portrait built around endurance and moral authority. One of the book's most notable features is its portrayal of the author's mother as a force of persistence. Rather than presenting her as idealized or one-dimensional, Cafaro shows a woman who is imperfect but formidable, someone who holds the family together under severe pressure. This portrait matters because many memoirs about trauma focus primarily on the perpetrator, while here, the emotional center also includes the mother's labor, protection, and determination. Her role helps explain how the family survives long enough for the story to be told at all. The memoir therefore becomes not only a record of damage but also a record of caretaking under duress, by emphasizing maternal resilience. Cafaro gives readers a fuller picture of family crisis survival depends not just on escaping harm, but on the people who keep functioning when circumstances are breaking apart. Fourthly, faith is a practical source of endurance rather than a slogan. Faith appears in the memoir as a lived response to suffering, not as a polished lesson or doctrinal argument. That distinction is important because it keeps the book grounded in experience. Cafaro's religious perspective is described through the pressures of real life, where belief has to coexist with fear, confusion, and disappointment. The result is a memoir that can speak to readers interested in spiritual testimony without turning into a devotional text. Faith functions as a sustaining framework that helps characters interpret hardship, endure uncertainty, and imagine the possibility of change. It also adds nuance to the memoir's emotional tone, since hope is present but never simplistic. This approach makes the book distinctive in the memoir category. It acknowledges that belief is often tested in environments where suffering is not abstract, and where comfort must be earned through daily persistence rather than declared in theory. Lastly, why the memoir feels both literary and testimonial, Run, Girl succeeds because it combines emotional honesty with strong narrative control. Reviews consistently point to Cafaro's vivid, cinematic prose and her ability to make scenes feel immediate without losing authenticity. The book is testimonial because it preserves memory and bears witness to abuse, poverty, and generational pain. It is literary because it shapes those memories into a coherent, readable arc with voice, tension and emotional variation. Moments of humor, affection, and tenderness prevent the memoir from becoming one note, while the heavier material gives the lighter moments real weight. This balance is one of the book's main achievements. It also explains why the memoir has earned recognition from multiple review and award outlets. It delivers a difficult subject with discipline, specificity, and emotional credibility. Readers looking for a memoir that is raw but carefully crafted will find that combination unusual and compelling. In conclusion, Run: Girls, a Memoir of an Appalachian Family in Crisis, will appeal most to readers of trauma memoirs, Appalachian studies, family narratives, and faith-centered nonfiction grounded in lived experience. It is especially suitable for readers who want a direct, unsentimental account of growing up amid domestic violence and poverty, but who also value nuance, emotional intelligence, and a strong narrative voice. The book offers practical insight into how family systems endure under pressure, how children absorb instability, and how place can shape both suffering and resilience. Intellectually, it also challenges flat or stereotyped views of Appalachian life by showing a region defined not only by hardship but by loyalty, language, labor, and survival strategies. What distinguishes this memoir from many others in the genre is its combination of raw honesty, clear regional identity, and a faith perspective that emerges organically from experience rather than being imposed as a lesson. It is a difficult book, but that difficulty is part of its value. It bears witness to what family crisis actually feels like, while still leaving room for dignity, memory, and hope. If you would like to support Jenny Cafaro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.